to you by Stanley Bank.
6:13 on Phoenix FM.
The main bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You need a big ambition to grow your business.
You need more equipment to reach the market.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and special expertise you don't need. We get as a business market.
Remembrance service held for Edgar Lungu and Burial Impact persists. Windows tour rehabilitation work reached 30% completion. In global news, Burundi President Ndayi Shimiye named the ruling party candidate for 2027 election. With the main news at 13 hours, my name is Mika Benoit. Zambians from various walks of life this morning gathered at Praise Christian Center in Lusaka for a remembrance service for the late former President Edgar Lungu, whose burial remains unresolved due to a disagreement between the government and his family. The service brought together representatives from church mother bodies, political leaders and members of the public to reflect on Mr. Lungu's life, leadership and legacy. Among those in attendance were Tonse Alliance President Brian Ndubuye, Citizens First leader Harry Kalala, Zambia Must Prosper leader Kelvin Kuwebwanya, United Liberal Party President Sakura Sikota, and Patriotic Frontier members including former Lands and Natural Resources Minister Jean Kapata and former Minister of National Guidance and Religious Affairs Godfrida Sumaili, among others. During the service, church leaders called on Zambians to honor the late former president, not only in words but through actions that promote love, justice, and national unity. Founder of Jesus Anointed Ministries International, Bishop Billy Nkola, also offered prayers for Mr. Lungu's children and family members present. Meanwhile, Citizens First leader Harry Kalala emphasized the need for national solidarity during the period of mourning, urging citizens to rise above political differences and embrace shared values of compassion, peace and faith. Mr. Lungu, who died on June 6, 2025, has yet to be buried due to an ongoing impasse between his family and the Ugandan government over funeral arrangements. The Zambia National Service, ZNS, has disclosed that ongoing sewer rehabilitation works at the University of Zambia, UNGWA, have reached about 30% completion. Speaking this morning during a tour of the project in the company of ZNS Commander Maliki Solochi and Defense Minister Ambroso Musuma, ZNS Chief Head of Land Development Branch Jacen Mukanda revealed that the Zambia sewer system was restored to normal operations within the 10 days that had been projected. Mr. Muganda says ZNS is working tirelessly to ensure the deadline is met, especially that students are expected to resume classes on 23rd of May 2026. He further disclosed that the installation of 600 damaged toilet pans has already commenced, with 150 so far equipped. Mr. Mukanda noted that by the time the sewer rehabilitation works are completed, the toilets will also be fully functional, as both projects are being carried out concurrently.
Hello, I would like to say we have a list of all the people that love us before. We are about 10 to 50%. We are pleased with the situation that the students need to be involved in school by choice, and by good choice. But we are working throughout the 4 months. We meet the director of projects.
North as a moon, and Africa about there's no mission. Wherever life is concerned, no wish you can get night, we are all doing it. We are building totality for the mission. We will do the solution of the broken toilet pan in total respect to the 600.
Meanwhile, Defense Minister Ambrose Lissouma has expressed satisfaction with the ongoing work, suggesting that what happened with the sewer pipes was a calamity in waiting as there had been no maintenance. He says government remains committed to ensuring the sewer system challenge is rectified to the university standards, hence concerted efforts from government departments to work on the issue.
We are aware that the students are coming anytime soon, and so the contractor on site will do everything in their power to ensure that the works are done as much as possible, so that maybe within the stipulated time, the facility will be available for use. I have also gone inside the hostel where the plumbing work, that's the work that has been done as well. I'm told it's also quite advanced, but of course we need to do a bit more in terms of also looking at the showers and things like that.
The Zambia Civil Aviation Authority, ZCAA, says the conflict in the Middle East has negatively affected airline operations, leading to an upward adjustment of some airline ticket fees. ZCAA Director General Captain Derek Luende explains that the hike in the fuel prices as a result of the war has forced airline companies to increase fares to meet operational costs. Meanwhile, Captain Luende is happy that collaboration with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, will significantly enhance capacity to detect, investigate, and address such anti-competitive behaviors such as price fixing in the aviation industry. This follows the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between the ZCAA and CCPC this morning, aimed at facilitating joint oversight in air traffic and airport services.
100 million operating costs for an airline this year will account for a significant portion of the operating costs of an airline. So setting the fare and bringing this agreement
Meanwhile, CCPC Executive Director Yunus Hamadwa says the goal of the MOU is to harmonize complaint investigations, evaluate market conduct, and analyze anti-competitive trade practices.
This MOU establishes a strategic framework for mutual cooperation. Our goal is to harmonize how we interact when investigating complaints, evaluating market conduct, and analyzing anti-competitive trade practices within the aviation industry.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening mine safety and preparedness as Zambia hosts the 2026 International Mine Rescue Competition, the first of its kind to be held in Africa. Officiating at the launch in Kitwe last evening, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabusele noted that the competition comes at a critical time as Zambia works towards achieving its target of producing 3 million tons of copper over the next decade, while also expanding into other minerals such as cobalt and manganese. Minister Kabusele emphasized that mining remains naturally risky, requiring constant preparedness to respond to unpredictable situations underground and in open pit operations. He highlighted that mine rescue teams play a critical role in safeguarding lives, often responding to dangerous situations where others cannot.
Our government has set aside a target of 2 million tons of copper, but also to diversify in other minerals. We want to go beyond copper. We want to go into cobalt, manganese, and various other minerals that are endorsed. By the way, I know that you are miners. You are hearing a lot about critical minerals. Zambia has all of them, and that is why hosting a mine rescue of this magnitude.
I'm sorry. Thank you, miner. Thank you. Thank you.
That is why hosting a sanction on competition of this magnitude